So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And you know, I love what I've done today because my next guest teaches you how to be sought after in your industry, which, how much fun is that? Welcome, Deborah Ashley, marketing consultant. How are you today, Deborah?
I'm pretty good. Thanks so much, Erica. It's an honor to be on your show today. So thank you so much for that.
And where am I calling you from? What part of the country are you in?
I am in Tampa, Florida, sunny Tampa.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So it's actually afternoon for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, around 1:20, 1:30, I guess. Yeah.
So if I'm a little bit like, you know what I look at, it's so interesting with so many of the people that I work with, is we have this desire to be seen and at the same time this resistance to marketing. So what can we do to kind of overcome some of that, you know, resistance that's coupled with this like desire to share our messages?
I think the biggest thing that has impacted a lot of my clients who have seen it that way. It's almost like reframing how you think about it. So if you're looking to make an impact and you're looking to serve a lot of people, if they don't know who you are, then you're almost taking it from a selfish point of view that you're not going to be able to help them and they're not going to find you in order to be helped if you don't put yourself out there. So instead of thinking about it on, oh my gosh, you know, whether you're an introvert or you don't like to put yourself out there because it seems like you're bragging, think about all the people who need your help, and that's the only way they're going to find you.
Wow. Yeah, how can they find you if you're hiding?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're here for. We're here to like help people, whether it's, you know, someone who's going through like a bad breakup or someone who has some money issues or someone who, you know, is in something toxic. We're here to help them to get over that and to heal and to get back to where they feel comfortable and feel happy with themselves. So it's our job to be out there and really, you know, promote ourselves.
You know, it just showed up for me. And I like that for everyone who's listening, I actually reached out to Deborah on LinkedIn, and I find that I really like the social marketing tools for reaching out and connecting with people professionally. Deborah, what can we do if we're a little overwhelmed with all the social media opportunities like Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn and so forth and so on?
I would say pick only one platform, not even just one that you're most comfortable with, but you can be, I mean, because when you think about where your people are hanging out the most, they could be in a few. So pick a platform where your people are most hanging out, first of all, then one that you feel comfortable with. Kind of get, you know, master it, find out what others are doing, find your influencers, because everyone knows who they kind of follow and who they look up to in their industry. Find your influencers in that space, if it's on Instagram, see what they're doing, see how they're engaging with their audience and kind of, I'm not going to say mimic, but kind of take what you can from it and what feels aligned with you and run with it that way. Because it's really not, like for me, it's not work. It's actually just hanging out with friends, you know, it's hanging out with people that you have a connection with and that with people whose message resonates with you and just chatting with them online.
Right. You know, I was reading something with Gary Vaynerchuk, and he said that what he does with his spare time, which is silly, right? Because he's crazy busy.
What, spare time?
Yeah.
Right.
Said he goes and he really looks at the comments on all the social medias and he tries to respond to as many as possible. And he really gets engaged with people who are commenting to him. And so he has dished off like the posts and dished off the posting the videos and dished off this and dished off that. But he loves spending time engaging with people who are engaging with him. And I thought that was really interesting. It kind of resonates with what you just said.
Yeah, I think it works also, especially for him, because obviously he's at a certain point in his career. And when I think about Gary V, he's like 5 steps ahead, not just ahead in his expertise, but in technology. So you can talk about the things that are going to happen in, say, 2 to 3 years, but let's also consider where people are right now and have that conversation so that they can connect with you better and they want to receive your message when you're connecting with them where they are. So I think that's something that works for him a lot.
Right. So if I'm a healer and I'm like a healer coach type person, tell me like one step I can take just to start marketing myself better or bigger.
I think the biggest thing, and I work with a lot of healers, they tell me they're attracted to my energy, so they kind of pop up on my feed. One thing to really get clear on is what your client needs the most. Like for an example, I'm thinking of a healer who helps people. I had a client before. She helps people with relationships to find their soulmate. So when you think about a woman who is single looking for her soulmate, is she, let me see how we can put it. Is she looking for a guy because she feels lonely, or is she looking for a guy because she has met other guys and they didn't treat her right and she knows that the connection wasn't there? But deep down inside, she knew the connection wasn't there, but she stood by him. So now the bigger need for them is not that they're looking for their soulmate. The bigger need is, why are you standing by a guy, or why do you continue to attract those guys that you know are no good for you? Mm. So I would speak to that need and make sure you're addressing that, because even though, you know, you're always going to meet the same type of person unless you're completely healed inside, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I think that the bigger need and the bigger work that you should be doing.
Change the magnet on your forehead that says narcissist magnet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So our bigger role is to help them to get over that. Like, stop attracting these people who are complete jerks. Yeah.
How much fun is that, Deborah? So just really start getting clear on who your business would like to help and who your skills would like to help. I love that. That's a great advice. Thank you so much. What else would you like to share with my audience?
Oh, what else? Oh, okay. Another big thing. Okay. When you think about what social media platforms you'd like to go on, completely understand how it works. It's almost like going into, you know, someone's house and understanding the rules of their house, if you want to say it that way. So when you think about Instagram, you're going to attract a lot more people by images. When you think about LinkedIn, you're going to talk about, it's more like a thought leadership and conversation. So it's less images and more words. When you think about Facebook, it's more, like, to me, I use Facebook a bit differently, but a lot of people connect with their audience by asking questions. If you are looking to attract clients, instead of trying to sell to them, provide as much value as possible, and maybe every 5 or 6 posts, throw out an offer, letting them know what you do.
Yeah, I love it. That's so perfect. You know, I love these little 8-minute chats because we just kind of help people move a little bit towards where they're trying to get to. And why don't you share with us, Deborah, how we can reach you and find out more about you and possibly hire you to help us get our messages out bigger in the world?
Absolutely. So they can find me, it's very easy, myauthoritybrand.com. And you just spell out myauthoritybrand.com and they'll be able to reach me that way. Or they can find me on Facebook, Deborah Ashley with 2 R's.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Erica. Have a good one.